The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Thank you all for tuning in to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry Podcast, brought to you by Raising Grace Studios. Go check out that new merch that we got on RaisingGraceStudios.com. Also, big shout out to Chris Nobles at Nobles Networking. They gave us internet, and it's fucking awesome. And thank you. If you are in rural Georgia and you need some internet, these guys take care of you. They're fucking awesome. Also, Bourbon Joy, they sent us some amazing chocolates. Tyler and me ate them earlier.
Oh, man, they're so good.
And they are nasty good. also, thank you to Red Circle, putting a little change in my pocket. Today, for the next little bit, because all of us is sitting around drinking, bullshitting, we got some cool shit coming up the next couple days. And I got Tyler Branch, who's going to be with me for the long run for a little while.
Yeah, boy.
And I got Big Neil Mullis sitting across from me, one of y'all's favorites. Hadn't heard from him in a while. And J.D. Neesmith, our resident conspiracy theory fucking nutcase. But J.D., thank you for all the shit you do that I don't want to do around here.
Anytime, brother.
And driving us and all that good shit. So, thank you, boss. Pretty much is going to bullshit the next little bit, few minutes. We need to talk about the things that we've got coming up. Tonight coming in is Lee Tucker and Ethan Phillips. If y'all haven't got a chance to hear Ethan or Lee yet, better get ready. It's going to be awesome. Tyler, over the next couple days, is going to be doing several live performances on TikTok, on Instagram, on Snapchat. Or not on Snapchat, I guess.
Not unless somebody Snapchats it.
I mean, we can Snapchat it, motherfucker. Is this thing considered that live?
A minute at a time?
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be all right. We can do it. We'll figure some way to do it. Also, we found out some of our very good friends, Riley Lowry, Stephen Deloach, hopefully they'll get to stop by tomorrow. But if not, tomorrow night in Statesboro, Georgia at the Blue Room will be John Langston. And opening up for him will be Dylan Marlowe. I like little Marlowe.
He's a good shit.
He's a cute little feller. we're getting to hang out with them with some college girls tomorrow night. Best part about that is Lee Tucker is going to be in Statesboro, Georgia.
He ain't gonna know what you know what, more so than Lee being there, I'm looking forward to seeing Ethan in the middle of that, of all that that's going on.
Ethan?
Because poor Ethan he's so soft spoken and he's such a cool guy. Like, you talk to him and he's, "Hey man, how you doing?" And I'm just wondering, I'm ready to see him in the middle of all the chaos tomorrow.
Ethan is as big as you and as soft-spoken as the softest person you've ever heard spoke.
Really?
Oh, my God. But you talk about songwriter?
Man, he's killer.
Oh my. We talked him into coming hang out with us heathens. So he's going to be down here in the next couple days. Let's see. Then Friday night we'll be at Crazy Bull for the Rewind Tour. Andy Griggs, Brian White, and Daryl Worley. We'll be a part of that, getting to have a good time with them. And then probably Saturday again, be back at Crazy Bull. Another one of our buddies, Trey Teen's, going to be playing and probably going to misbehave with them.
And then
– what am I forgetting?
Sunday
– oh, shit.
Trey and Casey Arbro is supposed to be coming, and they're going to jump on the show with us.
God, it's going to be bad. Dustin Heron's coming in next week.
When is he coming in?
The 30th.
Oh, good. Okay.
Dustin Heron's going to be here 2 days early. We're going to play golf with him, drink a lot, bullshit. Neil, you got to come play golf with us.
What day is that?
The 30th? I don't know. Let's check and see. It's 6 days from today.
Well, the 4th is Sunday.
He will be here next Tuesday, but he'll be here all weekend. He's getting here 2 days early because there's a special event next weekend. I'll tell you about it later. That some folks will get to come to, some folks won't. I'm sure they wouldn't have a problem in the world, you and your old lady coming to it. It won't cost you anything either. That's what's great about it.
That's better.
It don't cost you anything. You get to bring a cooler. So it'll be good. Yeah, just all the next week and a half, the stuff that I've been wanting to do with songwriters and people just hanging out. Tomorrow, I forgot about this. Miss Brianna from TikTok with 1 million followers.
Yep.
Is coming to spend a day with us and hang out. What's her boyfriend's name's Jimmy, right?
Jimmy Jones.
Hopefully I can get him in here soon too. Well, he seems pretty cool.
Next week sometime, like during the week, if y'all got time, we need to get together and let's do a Low Country Bowl.
Let's do it.
I'm down for that. I ain't had like none of that long.
On a fucking Wednesday. You know random. What I mean? Like random. Just random. Like a Wednesday night or something.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, if you'll give me enough heads up, I'll take the day off of work and we'll pick that day to go play golf and cook a Low Country Bowl.
I will call Dustin as soon as we get done here.
Oh, you know he'll be down for that.
No, that's why he's coming in a couple days early. That was his like thing. He said, I want to come early and I want you to get some boys up, us go play golf.
Is he good?
I think he's bogey. He says he's bogey.
Okay.
So
he's not like.
Let me tell you, when we were talking about playing and we were talking about like us doing a scramble and all the shit, he was telling me like Lee Tucker. He was like, Lee said, yeah. He said, I'm about worst at double bogey. And so him and Dustin went to go play together. And Dustin's out there playing with him, bullshitting with him, having a good time. And first hole, Lee's not on the green yet after 6 shots. It's par 4. He just picks up the ball, and Dustin's like, what the hell are you doing?
We don't write down more than double.
He said, we don't write down more than double. Just said it was a long day.
Well, that might have come out of my mouth.
Well,
No, that's how, but usually that's when we're on the green. If we done missed 2 putts.
I mean, if I'm 6 shots in on a par 4 and I ain't on the green yet, I'm picking that bitch up and writing down a double.
And I'll say this. I love Lee Tucker, but, you know, Lee don't get no hurry anyway.
Oh, I took that son of a bitch. What course was it? I took him to maybe Southern Hills. Southern Hills are the landing, so a nice golf course.
Right.
They told him, and it was a hole that there was a huge embankment. Huge embankment. I'll get it in a second. There was a huge embankment, and couldn't drive your golf cart down to it. Couldn't. The cart path was way up on top of a hill. You had to walk down to it. Lee hit a ball, and Lee said, fuck that ball. He said, I ain't getting my fat ass off this golf cart walking there to get the damn thing. So he left it as is. But as far as taking someone to a golf course, you're going to have a good time.
Oh,
And I can only imagine. If you come out here with us, JD, I know you don't play, but you'll have to come out here with us too. All of us getting together. Woo! I don't know which one we need to go to. Probably going to have to stay away from Uchi because what's going to happen is going to be bad. Probably take them to the woods.
Well, that's what I was just fitting to say. If all of us go golfing, we need to go to the woods. Now, you can carry Dustin like the following day to a real golf. Well, you can carry him to a nice golf course like Uchi. Later, but they're kind of strict on the fuckery
right
that goes on the woods. As long as you stay the hell out of the way of all the Canadians, they don't give a shit.
Well, now I'll say I've never been much of a golfer. I love to watch it. It's me fascinating neither. To me. I mean, no, I mean like the first time I went to a golf course was after a buddy pestered me about. He didn't pester me, but he asked me to come for like 6 months, and he finally said, "Hey, just come with us. I'll let you use my clubs if you like it. You can find you some clubs and come with us. If not, whatever." I said, okay. So we went to the driving range, and he got a bucket of balls, and he's like, here, start with the little ones, move your way up. And he left me with the driver, and he goes, I'm going to go see about everything, and I'll tee off, see if you can keep them from going to the left or right. So about the 6th one that I teed up, I was leaning down and I felt something on the club, something in the club felt weird, and I looked down and the head of the club was laying on the ground and the shaft was stuck in the grass there. And I looked and there was a print right off the top or the head of the club where I'd hit one weird, and he had just had that one reshafted and it was pings. They were really nice. So he comes back and I'm holding the head of the club in one hand and the shaft in the other, and he looks at me and goes, what the hell happened? I said, man, I'm sorry. I don't know. He said, oh, don't worry about it. I'll use it anyway. He goes, So are you still planning on playing with us? I said, I think I've had about enough golf for one day, you know. So I sat on the back of the golf cart and played my guitar the rest of the time.
Just don't break my shit.
I'm not going to break nothing.
I don't care. You're
going to sit on the back and play my guitar the whole time like I used to.
He'll be all right. We'll have fun, I promise.
Okay.
None of us are good.
Yeah, we have lucky shots.
Yeah, but I ain't.
Every once in a while, I'm like, I'm not as bad as I think I am.
And then
the next hole, I triple a par three.
That's when you write down a double.
That's right.
Oh, do I? We're going to call that the Lee Tucker rule.
That's right. That's right. No, y'all going to have to come down because we're going to have to get together. If Kelby Nicole ever found out Lee Tucker was coming over to eat Low Country Boys, she'd probably shit her britches.
She loves that motherfucker.
Loves him. She loves him now. She loves her some Lee Tucker.
Now, a lot of people love Lee Tucker a little bit at a time.
Yeah, y'all ain't been stuck with that motherfucker.
I
got to share a bed with that bitch next week.
Let
me tell you. By the end of
and
this
I'm right through the wall, so I'm looking forward to the comedy. I can't wait.
Well, I've told her how good you are. And I told her, I said, you just gotta meet Tyler. I said, he's kinda low key when you first meet him. You know, sure. I mean, you kinda gotta get to know him and he'll open up to you or whatever.
Right.
Matter of fact, if I was ever able to find a picture of him, you are a direct resemblance of a 30-year-old Johnny Dawson, which was my neighbor's dad. Was Mr. Johnny. You and Mr. Johnny, minus the beard, Mr. Johnny was always clean cut. Right. You are a direct, like, that is your doppelganger, ganger, or whatever they get.
That's him.
No, I mean, kidding. Maybe not so much now, but, I mean, y'all are pretty much the same size back when I was a youngin'.
Right.
But I told her, I said, if you ever met Tyler, I said, you'll like him. I said, you'll like the shit out of him. And
I appreciate that,
bro. Can sing, too.
You wait.
But I think she loves Lee Tucker more than she loves me because every time we ride down the road, she's going to Snapchat that bastard and let him know she's listening to his song.
Let me tell you, Cody Wiggins, me and him's texting. He's going to be here tomorrow. That's a real good friend of mine I grew up with. I can't wait for him and his family to get here. But he messaged me earlier, and he's like, his son, Walker, I think it's 2 or 3.
Walker?
Yeah, his name's Walker.
Well, I'll be down.
Yeah. His name's Walker. And anyway, he said, Walker just loves that song by Lee, Why. He won't quit listening to it. And I was thinking to myself, all my friends. Lee Tucker's the one that's got women shaking and youngins.
Yeah.
Like, how the hell does that happen? I was telling Neil one day, I was like, Neil, if you ever mess up and you get a divorce, and your wife ends up leaving you for Lee, you fuck.
Yeah.
It's over with. Can't you see Lee being stepdaddy?
Oh, God.
The only thing I would hope Lee would do for me is negotiate child support down to a, you know.
Lee wouldn't make you, would tell you not to pay.
I know he would, but.
Now that would be a little flip on the situation. Instead of a redheaded stepchild, he'd be the redheaded stepdaddy.
You know how much he'd get off on it. I can see him now. Just standing in the yard, no shirt on, fucking his swimming britches, and just being like, oh, here comes that sorry son bitch, didn't want you no more.
Yeah, he'd egg it on.
Oh, yeah. Soon as you went to go pick up the young and he'd slap her on the ass and say, all right, now, honey, you get back on there and make my biscuits for me. He'd be the biggest fucking dickhead in the world. He'd make a meme out of everything that you did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, actually, that's what, when you said listening to me and Lee through the walls, have y'all ever heard about when me and him went to the massage parlor?
Oh, God. No, but I'm dying to know.
It was like a year ago last week. We went to a massage parlor in Atlanta. We went to go see Tyler Childers and Sturgill Simpson. We get there super early. There's a massage parlor, like a little Asian rub and tug, that is right here across the street from our hotel. So me and Lee both are reading the sign where it says, oh, they bathe you and all this shit. We ain't got shit to do. So we're like, hey, right, let's go get a deep tissue massage.
It wasn't in Woodstock, was it?
It's in Alpharetta. So, way to call yourself out here. Kelby, he ain't never been to that one in Woodstock.
Never mind. Somebody listening will know what I'm talking about. It was a sick joke and it's too soon.
I don't want to know. But anyway, so we're sitting there, and you get to pick your different package. I picked the package where they give you like this pressured water massage, and they bathe you and clean your shit real good and everything. And so I get that done. Then they come back and they put like the oils and everything, deep tissue afterwards. Well, Lee, all he wanted was just, he didn't want to get bathed by them. He just wanted the deep tissue for like 30 minutes. I didn't give a shit. So they end up putting us in rooms next to each other, and it's a thin ass wall. This little Asian woman is in there beating the fuck out of Lee, and all you hear is him talking shit to her and giggling. I'm sitting there trying to relax.
Jiggling.
I'm sitting there trying to fucking relax and chill out, and all I hear is through the wall. He's like, "Oh, it's a little too hard there now. Like, I'm gonna need you not to do that with your elbow." And just laughing his fucking ass off. And all I can think about, because if you ever been to one of these little parlors, on the wall, they always, most of them's always got the same sign. It's like $60 for a foot massage. It ain't for a foot massage, for the rub and tug. And I quit listening. I quit enjoying my fucking massage because I wanted to hear if she offered him the foot massage. I was waiting for him to say, "Oh, goddamn, how much?" I was waiting on it. And nothing. He didn't take it. I didn't take it. All you just heard is him fucking giggling. There is nothing that will turn you off quicker than hearing Lee Tucker fucking giggle. That woman must have kept touching his fucking funny bone. I don't know what she was touching, but whatever it was, that son.
It was ticklish.
He was mighty ticklish. And you know how Lee laughs. It's a chuckle.
Uh-huh. That's a belly laugh.
That's all I heard. It was, I still get nightmares.
I still get up.
And I got to sleep with the son of a bitch for the week.
Yeah, good luck.
But the people coming down, as good as Tyler is, everybody's equally as good that is coming that you haven't heard yet. Mm-hmm. Ethan, only thing that Ethan is kind of, he's his quietness. And you'll hear it like when he first starts singing still, he starts off quiet, but by the time he gets to his lyrics.
Oh, yeah.
Is he the one with the, I ain't going to call it a mullet.
No, that's Blaine.
No, that's Blaine.
That's Blaine. That's a bad song.
We tried to get him to come down. Yes, sir. Blaine is good. He's a talented singer, talented songwriter. Me and him got a couple we've written together. But he's got that gab on him, man. When he gets to talking, people freaking fall in love.
Let me tell you,
really.
He's got it, dude. I think I'm very good at shit talking.
Shoot.
This son of a bitch gives me more than a run for my money.
Mm.
Oh, boy.
No shit.
I am not even playing. That son of a bitch can talk. Hey,
put it this way. We was on that trip a couple weeks ago. We was all in Nashville, and we did that podcast. We was all hanging out, and we planned on going out that night. And, you know, it wasn't no secret. We started off the activities middle of the afternoon, so we had all got us a drink. And, you know, we was all hanging out, and one of them come walking down or walking out of the kitchen area there and had a glass in his hand. It was clear. I said, "What you got there?" He said, "Water, man. I need it after last night." Blaine pipes up from the other side of the room. He goes, "Hey, you know, that water's bad for you. It killed my uncle." We all kind of turned around and looked at him. He said, "He drowned." That's what you're dealing with.
This son of a bitch can talk. And then he's not coming, but Dustin Heron is. And Dustin is a tough son of a bitch. Heard the song Reno?
That joke will make you cry.
Yeah, by Doug Supernova.
All right, he just did a whole acoustic album. He covered that song.
Which is a badass album. You need to check it out. In a few minutes.
But let me tell you, it's bad. I've got Blaine's work tape. But you tell Miss Kelby that she'll love everybody's come. They're all good old boys. They all can sing. They all play off of each other.
All known each other for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, it's damn good. And so the next week that we've got here is just going to be insane. So I hope all y'all that's listening, y'all know, y'all keep up with us tonight. It's Wednesday night. Probably, let's say, like 8 o'clock every night that we're not off somewhere. That way we can go ahead and set like a time.
Yeah, we'll jam.
We'll jam every night at 8 o'clock.
Yep.
On TikTok, on Facebook, and Instagram. Let's see. That's pretty much all I've got for right now. We just wanted to give y'all a preview of the next couple days coming up. And we haven't recorded a lot lately, and I just want y'all to know why, is because we've got so much coming up the next 2 weeks. And after that, that kind of took a little break, kind of backed off, but get ready for 4 or 5 episodes a week coming out. We're about to have even Sunday with Casey and all them coming down, Hutchinson. Yeah, Aaron Watson's going to be here.
Chuck just had a hell of a ordeal, didn't he? Not too long ago.
I saw a little bit of it. I didn't read the whole thing.
Yeah, he had like the escaped convict or something show up at his front doorstep.
No kidding.
From what I seen on anyway.
That's one of the things he's telling us about Sunday, so you'll have to come back too. We always throw it in
mind. Interested.
Yeah, y'all have to tune in.
There you go. That's what call what is it called? Preclude?
Oh, yeah, I just got to
prelude.
I just got to know something.
Yeah. No. What do you got to know?
JD.
What's up?
What kind of fresh conspiracy you got for us, big guy?
I mean, I've already dwelled into, like, all of them, so there's not really any fresh, I mean, to say.
I stitched a time traveler today on TikTok.
You stitched a time
traveler? Yeah, he's a time traveler. He's trying to convince everybody he's a time traveler.
He's trying to say
he took credit for calling out the 7.3 earthquake or whatever overseas or some shit. So I got on there and I was like, I don't believe it. I think it's fake. You want to make me a believer. Time travel your ass all the way to March 28th. Walk into your nearest Citgo, Chevron, Walmart, pilot station, and let me know what them numbers are on March 28th, which will be this Sunday.
That's right.
Time travel your ass right back and DM me those numbers. Don't put them on a video.
And I'll split it with you.
That's right. If you can do that, make me a believer. Yep. I believe you, big guy.
Yep. Lee Tucker just sent me a damn screenshot of him on the way.
Oh, boy.
He's going to be here at 12:45.
Well, that'll be perfect.
That means that me and you finna sit up and drink till 12:45. You something
threaten me with a good time, by
you don't
God.
Think
you
we've learn. Been around dirt roads?
Son of a bitch.
Bullshit. No, that's what I was gonna ask JD because I just started watching this documentary since you brought up conspiracy theories. You still believe in the QAnon stuff?
I do. It makes me sad that I don't think Trump let us down. I believe that he's got something on the back end, but he can't come out with it. Because everybody's
it's over with.
I mean,
let me tell you, HBO Max, if you got it, just came out with a documentary series, and it's about talking about how QAnon came around and all this stuff, what started like doing it or whatever. I'm only 2 episodes deep in it, and when you find out who's in charge of those message boards, who owns the message boards, I very quickly am going away from any beliefs that I ever had in it.
Like I said, I was on the edge when QAnon came out because I know of controlled opposition, and I know that, you know,
it's not a controlled opposition. Well, it's the people who own the website.
Right, that's what I mean.
But the people who own the website have nothing to do with politics. It was people it's the people that own the website started posting that shit. And they're linked to the group that used to be called Anonymous. You remember them with the V from Vendetta mask? These guys were just trying to build up revenue streams, and all of a sudden it started exploding. And it's through 8chan because they got banned off of 4chan. Well, when that happened, it's very coincidental how some of the shit's coming around now. Like, this person, and they have no political ties, or they act like at least they don't have political ties, why they started looking into it and everything. Very quickly, I'm like, if that's the guy that's writing the stuff, then we have been tricked by the biggest dumbass in the world.
But the thing is the way, I don't believe none of it, but the way that they were able to now make a 2.5-hour video and link that shit together, they should have been a fucking movie producer. Because it's just funny how it all falls into play. Like coincidences. What was it they kept saying? If it's only so many of them before, it's not a coincidence.
Yeah, exactly.
But the way that they made you think this shit was real, they had me all the way to the time traveler.
Yeah, I don't believe it. I believe time travel, for Albert Einstein to say it 100 years ago that it's going to happen one day, I can believe in it, but I don't think we're there yet. I don't think we're anywhere close to it. I think our great 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 grandkids will be dead and gone when they figure it out.
Well, I've seen videos on dealing with time travel, but it's not how everybody thinks. It's not necessarily like you go back in time or you go forward in time. It's an anti-aging kind of thing. Like they, you know, like
Botox.
Like when we were at NASA and we saw the Longhorns and the stuff, the livestock they're planning on sending to Mars. Well, you think about it. You send somebody so many when they get the means to send people so far from Earth that it's that the Earth's rotation has no bearing on, like,
yeah.
It even takes an effect on the body as far as like the pull of gravity and all that kind of stuff. And at some point, it'll get to where they can send people so far from Earth that if they go away from Earth for a certain amount of time and come back, it's like they haven't aged a day. That's what it's like when I say time travel. It's not really time travel.
Whenever
it's
you just do it next to the mic, it makes it sound cool as fuck.
That was, I bet you it sounds
it
good.
It sounds good. I love
that.
That was the best one.
That was the best one.
But anyway, it's weird. That makes sense.
That's called hyperspeed.
Yeah.
I learned that from, Star Trek? Was it Frock?
Flock?
Spock.
Yeah,
I learned that from Spock.
I believe in time
travel. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Trust me, I feel
long and prosper.
My fingers don't work.
Long and prosper. Now, see, I've dated several girls who wanted.
You like the weird ones, don't you?
I do. She wanted the Vulcan death grip.
Hey.
But she didn't want it. Yeah. I was like, two in the pink, one's just no. Two.
I do got a conspiracy theory. I got to pose this question.
We got time.
And until somebody gives me a legitimate answer, I'm going to ask this question until the day I die. Why is it? In 2020, you had record amounts of unemployment, record amounts of deaths from disease or the coronavirus. The world was in a pandemic, and not one mass shooting. But just as soon as a bunch of damn Democrats come up with gun control bills, boom, mass shootings everywhere. You had the
false flag.
You had Boulder, Colorado the other day. I guess it was Boulder, Colorado. He had the Woodstock massage parlor the other day.
That's what you were talking about a while ago.
You watch until it's starting now. It's starting now. It ain't gonna happen right now, but it's starting right now. But there's gonna be more.
Yeah, I mean it is. And not to try to discredit any events because I don't.
Well, and not.
I don't
to,
think the victims are staged, just like they.
Well, and not to
came
downplay
with a video about right. Sandy Hook supposed to be a bunch of bullshit. No. Now I think that shit really happened, but I think that the shooter was actually. You know, that's where the conspiracy part comes.
Like, not to downplay any loss of life or any tragedy or whatever, but it's just like I believe that you can that they can have control over that to where they don't mind expending a few. People
exactly
just for their call. I mean, you think about the stuff that people are asking questions about now, as far as like Jeffrey Epstein and stuff like that. You mean to tell me that all of a sudden things start happening and it's like you said, it can only happen so many times before it's not a coincidence anymore.
Exactly.
You know, but that's all I'm saying.
Bill Gates is involved with Jeffrey Epstein, and he's the one that's creating this vaccine that's rolling out. And actually, I've been seeing many deaths come up. About where doctors that swore by the vaccine died.
He's also the biggest owner of farmland in the United States as of right now, from what I understand.
Yeah, you got to understand that with this vaccine. You can do conspiracy shit all you want on to it. But there's a lot of people that don't buy the first generation of a lot of things because you have to work the bugs out of it first.
That's right.
Like a first-gen Dodge.
Yeah, this is literally the first generation of that vaccine. This was not trial-tested. It's being
experimental.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what it is.
Experimental.
So, guess what? You're going to have deaths.
Well,
every medicine that you take. I just got some stuff for my colon problem. Why was it approved by the FDA? Because it had to be. I know, but I'm saying if they're going to give it to everybody and the FDA is supposed to be the safe hold to health, for you know, and population, then why would they approve it? But you know,
because it's a solution. It's a solution. I mean, you got to have something to get commerce going back. You got to have something to get the country back going. Don't get me wrong. Now, I ain't taking that.
I'm not taking the shit.
But the people who are scared, like the mask wearers, the ones that are scared for their life to walk into the grocery store. Those are the ones that can take it. That way they don't have nothing to worry about no more and get off my nuts when I walk in there not having one.
I didn't tell y'all. So I live in Western New York. I work pipeline up there. And I was in this. And so through the winter, while I have been laid off, they asked me if I wanted to plow and salt, and, you know, snow and all that. And I said, yeah, you know, because it's time and a half from the time you leave the house. It's good. So we went out one night, and I think we had like 2 foot of snow, but it was on top of like 2 foot of snow we had several days before that never melted off. So we went in, and we worked our asses off. I think we wound up getting out of the end, one of our sidewalk plows broke, so we wound up working for like 9-10 hours hand shoveling sidewalks. I was beat. On the way home, there's a Speedway right on my way home that has a Dunkin' Donuts, and I thought, yeah, I'm just going to stop in and get a breakfast sandwich. Well, I stopped in there and got looking at the donuts, and I said, hey, I'll give me a dozen, you know. So I'm waiting on them to get my breakfast sandwich done, standing at the counter, and I've never worn a mask in this store, ever, since I moved there. And I felt kind of somebody was standing off to my right there, and I thought, well, they might think I'm still in line. So I kind of slid my stuff over, and I turned. And as I was turning, I heard somebody say something. And when I turned, it was a woman. And she was looking me in the eye when I looked at her, and it kind of caught me off guard. So before I could say what I was going to say, she looks at me and goes, and she's like early 50s. She looked like a Karen anyway.
Oh, yeah.
And she looks at me, and she goes, she throws up her hands and goes, and she's masked. She had like 2 masks on, you know. And she's like, no mask? Really? And I went, yeah, you know. And she turns around and stomps off like a pissed off teenager.
So she wasn't there to get donuts.
Well, I think she was there to get donuts. And then she kind of, because I, like, as I was kind of figuring out that she was behind me, I seen her kind of looking like side to side, like she was trying to figure
it
out.
No, that bitch seen you from across the store.
Oh, look.
And she didn't give a fuck about a donut.
I'm not an aggressive person by nature. I don't go looking for a stir. And Josh can tell you this.
No, that's my job.
But as she turned around, when she went stomping off away from me in that Dunkin' Donuts, I hollered after her. I said, no, it's a conservative mask. It's invisible to libtards. And she just kept on trucking. Said, she walked out the door. I got my breakfast sandwich. Which I walked out and I had my drink and everything, and I walked out with an armload of stuff, and she's in her little Kia, whatever the little soapbox was, and she's backing out, and she sees me come out the door, and she looks at me and she throws her hands up, and I put my arms out. I was like, what do you want from me? I'm outside now. And she threw up the bird, the first time I've ever been shot a bird by a random person in my whole life. And she goes, meh, you know, she pulls out the parking lot. And I was like, that's what you're dealing with nowadays. That's what you're dealing with.
There's a world full of.
Yeah. I'm like, man.
I get in arguments every fucking where I go. I got one in Ohio.
Did you?
Yeah. But I mean, it was just, it's so stupid at this point. It's like, look, the vaccine's out. Go take the vaccine. You don't have to worry about me fucking anymore.
Oh, no. That's right. According to them now, you still got to take precautions even after you get vaccinated.
I've had it. I've got the antibodies to it. And so I don't need the vaccine for one.
Exactly.
And I don't need to wear a fucking mask.
Yeah, it's not about health. It's about control. The government doesn't care about our health. If they did, they outlaw cigarettes and all this other things that's harmful to our health. They make money off of it, just like they make money off of the vaccine. I mean, that's the whole reason.
Well, that's
money,
why
power,
we, that's greed. Why we ain't legal everywhere yet, is because they ain't figured out just how to control it like they want to.
As soon as there's
it's coming.
Yeah,
I know it's coming.
They've got a tax system for it.
Next 5 years, it's
now they just need to figure out how to regulate it on the judicial side. They got to figure out
on the
out
what
how to,
side?
Judicial. I can't say that.
I got
judicial.
A buddy. Listen,
you almost had it.
I got a buddy from back home, and he's an investigator for a police department down home. Or he was when I lived down home. He told me one time, we were talking about it, and neither one of us, obviously, I was working EMS and he was doing something else, and he said, you mark my words, and I tell all my friends that do that stuff, and they don't believe me, but I tell all of them, it's right after Colorado had come out, California had come out, legalized it. He said, every one of them, I tell them, there's going to come a day where you wish they'd just kept the shit illegal. And they all go, no, man, they just need to go ahead and legalize it so we can do it how we want to. He said, no. Look, it'll be a controlled substance. It'll be just like something you get from the pharmacy. You'll have to have a stamp for it. They'll tax it to death. And you won't be able to – you'll long for the days you could sit on your couch and watch South Park and burn a joint and get high as you want to and lay back on the couch.
Yeah, because right now, as long as you only have –
I don't think –
three-something. Milligrams, grams. I'm not into drug – paraphernalia, so I don't really know.
I don't think it's JD, how much is it?
I mean,
it's three something.
How much is it to where it's, because even in Georgia, It's decriminalized, but it's still legal.
What's the bag?
How much is it for you to go to jail?
Well, anything under an ounce is a misdemeanor.
Okay.
Anything over an ounce is a felony.
Okay. So there's one particular baggie that if you're caught with, all the cop's going to do is pretty much like throw it on the ground.
It's up to the cop. If he wants to be a dick, any just amount like can take you to jail. Yeah. But if he's cool and you got like two or three grand, five grand, you know, he might just throw it on the ground and say, you know.
And a lot of them ain't going to worry about it.
Well, it's too much paperwork for not enough of a problem.
Exactly. Well, it just depends on how close the end of shift it is. If they're fixing to go home, they probably
Now, if they if it's beginning to shift and they just want to sit at the station the rest of the night,
you're fucked. You're up
a
shit creek.
You are.
I'm trying to make the quota.
I think a lot of the problem in this country right now is I learned this this morning. So we've got telephones that you can talk to one another on and see each other as you're talking.
Right.
Right. You can pay all your bills. You can pretty much run your fucking life off of a telephone.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is, you got cars out there that drive themselves. You got doors that you press a button and they open up. You ain't even got to use physical energy to open them up. You got urinals that flush themselves. You got paper towel dispensers that you don't even got to pull it no more and worry about it ripping off at the bottom.
You just got
to
do a rain dance.
Why in the fuck are grown men still throwing trash in urinals?
That is not where I thought this was fucking going.
It's not. But that's the problem in this world. Everything is automated, and you still got 78 million pieces of shit out there that are too goddamn sorry to throw a paper towel. Why are you pissing with a paper towel in your hand anyway? I walk in this morning at a marathon on the Griffin, Georgia exit. Had to piss
He's
like
been
a
waiting all fucking
I
day.
Have been waiting all night
to tell
to
his
this.
Fucking story.
I have
he
had
didn't
to,
even know he was coming.
I knew he had something on his mind. So
look how mad
in.
He is about some trash in a shitter.
Not in a shitter.
In a urinal.
I walked in. I had to piss bad. My fucking eyeballs was floating. I walk up to the first urinal, and the first thing I step in is a puddle of fucking piss. Because some dickhead throwed a big-ass wad of paper towels in a goddamn urinal.
And overflowed.
The trash can is closer to the sink than it is the urinal. So you tell me. And I blame it all on transgender bathrooms.
He wrapped this motherfucker all the way around.
Woo!
How do you blame it on transgender?
Because you got women that are men that act like men that go in, they try to use a urinal, they have to wipe their pussy to damn, you know, to keep it from running down their pants leg, and instead of throwing it in a trash can, they throw it in a urinal like it's a toilet.
Damn. I don't know what to say. I've got the image of a woman trying to piss in a urinal now.
Well, they make, you know, funnels.
Seems very complicated.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the transgender thing is just complicated in general to me. But anyway, what I'm getting at is there's 78 million people out there that evidently don't know how to fucking throw trash in a trash can.
You know what?
If you're already there by it, why are we still throwing trash in urinals?
You can't.
Are we still letting piss puddle on the floor? Like, we're not in fucking.
I'll tell you right now how to fix it, because you're not going to fix all these pieces of shit. You're never, ever going to get all piece of shit away. Go to Texas. That don't happen in Texas.
I have been threatening to move to Texas.
Look, I'm telling you, I never ever thought the words would come out of my mouth that I wanted to move somewhere so fucking bad. If my daughter was 18 years old and she was off at college, she was living her own life, I'd have packed everything up in this studio and I'd have been in a two-bedroom apartment in Fort Worth right now.
Listen here, Gracie is the only reason that my ass had a ride back to Georgia. On that trip we had.
Oh, yeah.
Because he done had his mind made up. I was like, damn, I'm going to have to book a flight or something.
It's the people. Like, to wrap this up and end this one, because we got 30 minutes before this live comes on. Yeah, we just talked way longer than I thought we was going to talk. But it was good. This ended up being a decent little episode.
Yeah, boy.
Especially you going off there at the end. Is you can't fix those problems, because you're never going to fix just people being a piece of shit. Texas has ran the piece of shits out of there. When we were in Fort Worth, it was the people. It was the way they talked to one another. It was the way that Southern manners turned up to a fucking million.
Look, listen here. If you saw something happening in a bar, especially between a man and a woman, Me and him watched it one night. And he said, I said, you know, I ain't trying to, you know, and he said, you know, we were watching this happen in front of us, and there was about four cowboys sitting around a table next to us, and about three of them at the same time, we saw them kind of sit their drink to the side, and they sat back in their chair, and they started paying real close attention. And because you know this one right here, he ain't going to let anything slide. He's got he's got to be gung-ho about everything. And he sat
John Wayne, motherfucker, sat back and
hey, listen, this one right here sat back in his chair and he said, I think I'm just gonna let nature take its course. I said, yeah.
Everybody that we met in Texas, as far as men go, had the same mentality that every man in this room has. You didn't see a piece of shit. You didn't see anybody acting up. You didn't see pants hanging off of folks' ass. Mm-mm. You didn't see people dressed like trash. You didn't see people talking ugly to one another. Mm-mm. There is an unspoken law there. When they say on their state motto is don't mess with Texas, it means your ass better not mess with a motherfucker from Texas.
I've always wanted to go.
You won't come back?
You need to.
From the time
that we tried to walk in the front door at the NASA Space Center in Houston, and this
one
over here goes,
NASA?
The security looked us up and down, and they're telling us all about the COVID thing. We're like, no, we're good, you know, whatever. And this guy goes, well, do y'all have any weapons on you? Knives on you. And this one here's got to push the letter and goes, no, I ain't got a knife on me, but I got my pistol in my back pocket. And the guy goes, I don't give a shit. This is Texas.
NASA.
I love it. They didn't wand us or
anything. Me.
They worry about knives, not this. That's what I'm worried about.
They were like, this goddamn Texas.
Yeah.
Hell, if you ain't bring one to NASA, we'll give you one to walk around with.
Hang on,
but
we
you
got
know
a basket
what?
Of them back
but here. I think that's why you didn't see crime. Like, you didn't see a lot of people pulled over in Texas. You didn't see nobody acting up in Texas.
Nope.
I think they got it figured out.
And I'm sure it depends on what part of Texas you go to, too.
Well, that's fine. But,
yeah.
But at the same time,
Texas is a big-ass state.
It's a country.
They can afford bad areas everywhere.
Yeah.
There's a way to adjust the riffraff. The thing about the state of Georgia is the bullshit generally stops at north end of Atlanta.
Above the Macon-Dixon line?
Exactly. So if you go north of Atlanta, anywhere between Rome and Dalton and all those little towns, Blue Ridge and all that, it's a badass fucking state. There ain't no bullshit. You don't never hear about it on the news. Ever. Except for Woodstock. That's why nobody knows where anything
in North Georgia is.
Somebody wasn't happy with their $60 foot massage.
Anything south of Atlanta, especially like in the vicinity of Atlanta, I mean, goddamn, if it ain't 50 people fucking
dead, but y'all
know
just
ain't
like,
making headlines.
Y'all
news.
Know just like I do. Atlanta might be in Georgia, but it ain't Georgia.
No.
Atlanta, Savannah's borderline.
Very borderline.
Macon's borderline now. But the rest of Georgia is completely different than Atlanta.
Yeah.
You walk out, for the majority of Cochrane, you walk out here, and folks, for most part, know how to act.
Cochran's a good town.
Yeah.
There ain't shit
that.
To do.
I've noticed that
when you move here.
I went to the fucking Huddle House yesterday. We all did. And I asked them sons of bitches, when are y'all going back to 24 hours? Huddle House is. They said, I doubt we ever go back to 24 hours.
They've gotten away with it for a year. Why would they start back? But if you drive just a little bit further down the Highway 96, that bitch is open 24 hours.
Oh, yeah. I've been eating drunk there for a hot minute.
Which reminds me, if you're here long enough, we got to go to drag race.
When's the next drag race?
It's generally on every Saturday, but sometimes they have like test and tunes. Like street racing and shit that on Thursdays.
Yeah, we got to take.
That's when you can go out there and make some money.
Oh, gambling.
Yes, sir.
See, bitch, you got me right here.
You stand on the start line. Somebody's gonna walk around with $20 or $50 in a hand. Who you got? You know.
Why have you ever told me that before?
It's a secret.
Oh boy.
I just told it. Well, good job.
Anyway.
Let's get the fuck off here. But hey, y'all, this is literally a preview of the next week. There's going to be a lot of random-ass episodes, a lot of alcohol being drunk. Y'all pay attention to everything that we do on social media the next week or so. We're building some cool shit going on here, And I'm excited. Neil, JD, Tyler, thank y'all for being part of this little episode today.
Thank you for having us.
And, yeah, as always, thank y'all for listening to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey. We will catch y'all next time.